Vachiremba Grace Chihure vakange vari bishi senyuchi.
Dr. Grace Chihure was busy as a bee, mixing medicinal concoctions and dwarf bramble. Chihure, a member of the Zimbabwe National Traditional Healers Association, Zianta, for more than 5 years, had every reason to cock her chubby face with a broad smile on that day. Zianta's AIDS clinical trials, in which she had participated in her capacity as a traditional healer, had thrilling news for her. The herbal remedies used in the AIDS tests proved that they could reverse AIDS symptoms. When Chihure heard these positive and long-awaited results, she could not find enough words to express her joy. The soft-spoken doctor just said,
"It's a great achievement in the world because nobody have done it, reversing the whole system back to where it was before, and to make somebody happy as he was before again, and to make somebody have what to have what was missing after being attached by HIV. It's very great. I feel very proud about it."
Even the president of Zianta, Dr. Gordon Chavanduka, also felt thrilled with the AIDS test results when I visited him in his posh office at the University of Zimbabwe, where he is the vice chancellor.
"It is an important breakthrough. I don't think many practitioners anywhere have reached that stage. So we are excited at least that we are able at least to deal with the symptoms. We still don't know whether we are curing the disease. We may be. But scientists are unable themselves at present to say whether the virus is being killed. But all they're able to say is that yes, the symptoms have been removed. We will continue the research with the hope of being able to kill the virus itself and remove disease completely."
Dr. Chavanduka said the AIDS trials, which were conducted over a period of 10 months on 80 HIV-positive men and women aged between 18 and 45, were not to determine a cure for the deadly disease, but to ascertain how herbal remedies could alleviate the signs and symptoms of AIDS. All of the 80 patients were diagnosed HIV positive at a government hospital in Harare and had symptoms of AIDS such as weight loss, diarrhea, and severe headaches before they underwent Zianta's clinical tests. 4 traditional healers from Zianta conducted the trials while government scientists monitored the patients. Zianta had to invite these scientists in order to convince society that their herbs actually work, because in the past, Zianta claims had been dismissed by many as a false hoax. It has been scientifically proved that in all of the 80 patients, all the symptoms associated with AIDS have completely disappeared. Most of the patients are back at their work after regaining their health. But it has taken ages and an uphill struggle for Zianta members to demonstrate that they have a herbal recipe which could reverse AIDS symptoms. In the past, claims by Zianta about this deadly disease had always been frowned upon by Zimbabwean society, and even outside countries. Why?
"People didn't understand what was going on. They tended to dismiss or make statements about Zianta without actually studying, without actually coming to us to interview us. But now, as a result of these findings, more and more people now believe what we tell them about traditional medicine."
Dr. Chavanduka, founding member and president of Zianta for 13 years, said besides the 80 Zimbabwean patients who underwent the clinical tests, there had been many AIDS sufferers from Germany, America, Denmark, and Britain, to mention but a few, who had flown into Zimbabwe to seek help from Zianta, and that some have had their AIDS symptoms reversed. Although the cure or vaccine for AIDS has continued to elude many top scientists worldwide, Zianta's herbal recipe gives a glimmer of hope to Africa's millions of AIDS victims. Zianta's results come at a time when AIDS has sunk its lethal tentacles deeper into the fabric of the African society. According to the World Health Organization, more than 2 million adults have so far died of AIDS in Africa. Of all the estimated 14 million AIDS cases in the world, the majority are in Africa. Zimbabwe, which has a population of about 10.5 million, has already lost more than 40,000 people to AIDS since the disease was first reported in the southern African nation in the mid-80s. At present, there are more than 800,000 Zimbabweans affected with the AIDS virus. By the end of the year, the country is expected to have a staggering 120,000 full-blown AIDS cases. According to Dr. Chavanduka, the herbal recipe discovered by Zianta will for the present remain in Zimbabwe, until the threat of theft of the new information can be dealt with.
Chakawanda pamishonga nezvinenge zvawanikwa zvacho.
Voices from the South for Ears in the North, presented by Radio Bridge Overseas in Harare, Zimbabwe.